Welcome to the Imperfectly Impactful podcast. My name is Catherine, and I am a proud, high-achieving woman overcoming the relentless pursuit of perfection and weight of people-pleasing. Come with me as we discover how embracing your imperfections can lead to immense growth and enable you to make a difference in your life and the lives of others. From candid conversations to empowering stories, I will guide you to unleash your full potential and craft your unique path to impact. Join me every week as we celebrate imperfection, cultivate self-acceptance, and prove that even the most imperfect journeys can lead to the most impactful destinations. So let's get started. Hello, everyone. I am on a high today, and I'll dive into a little bit about it in this episode. So I'm so excited to be bringing this one to you because recently I've had a ton of resistance, and I've talked a lot about how I've really been working through some overwhelm and just this transition. And in the midst of it, because of everything going on, I've had resistance in showing up on social media. I wanted to go live one day, and it took me 2 days to actually do it. I have kind of put off the masterclass, knowing I'd do it in April, but I put it at the end of the month with everything going on. So a lot of things, and that's not even it. And I'll share a little bit more just in detail about those. But I'm just excited because today is the day when I'm recording this that I just completed my first ever hosted. My first ever masterclass. It was all about event foundations. And, you know, to be honest, only one person actually showed up. I say one and a half because one other person did actually get on there. She couldn't talk. And then she had to drop off actually pretty early on as well. But I was so excited because one, I showed up. I showed up prepared. I showed up with my knowledge. I showed up just excited to be there. And I gave my 150% to that one person that was sitting there. I recorded it. I get to share it because I actually had 11 people who had registered. So I'm still sitting in the replay, but I gave it my all. And I was so excited because, yes, there's some things I wish I could have talked about, I should have mentioned, I could have touched on more. But ultimately, I did it and I got through it. And I am so proud of myself. So with that being said, please, please, please be on the lookout. Afterwards, I've been sitting here thinking, and I'm going to actually be hosting another masterclass in May. Same thing, I'm going to stick to event foundations for that month as well. And there will be so much more to come though, because the juices are flowing, they are going. And I want to touch on this topic at least one more time. And then we will start really getting probably specific to some other things that I want to be discussing and sharing. So hopefully I can inspire you and motivate you to finally host the event or keep planning that event that you want to host if you have an event that's sitting on your heart. So I digress from all of that, but be on the lookout. If you are not already part of the event community, please go into the show notes, join, sign up. You'll get notified when the masterclasses are coming. I usually have an additional perk if you join the community. That way you are able to get a little something extra with it. And then I do share resources and more to come. That's for sure. All right. So today, like I mentioned at the beginning, I really want to touch on resistance, how to work through it, if you're going through it, what does it look like? And usually I sit here, to be honest, with these recordings every time I sit down to record a podcast and I have notes. And today I decided, nope, no notes, because usually what I do is I sit down and I start making the notes and it puts it off for another 10, 15, 20 minutes later. So I have everything organized and I know exactly what I'm talking about. I didn't do that today because I've been realizing some of that is my resistance to get on because I'm afraid of what I'm going to say is not going to be right. I'm not going to hit everything I should. I'm going to forget something. I'm going to say it wrong. I'm going to word it incorrectly where someone doesn't understand or I sound stupid. So I didn't do that today. I have learned with resistance, it shows up in so many different ways and differently for every single person. Mine comes in fear. Mine shows up in overwhelm. Mine shows up in procrastination. There's multiple different ways that it can show up. And what I have learned I have to do is if it's scary, if I'm just slightly scared of doing it, I want to put it to do later. I want to put it at the end of the day. I want to put it to do tomorrow. But what I've learned to do is I have to put it out there. I have to message that person in that moment. I have to send the email in that moment. I have to schedule the day and time that I'm hosting a masterclass in that moment, or a meeting, or getting on the phone, or going driving down the road and seeing someone and saying, "This is what I want to do. Can you help me? This is what I want to do. What are your thoughts?" Just get your ass up and do it. If I had not finally put a day and a time to this masterclass, it would not have happened. I had so much resistance. I wanted to change it. I want to change the day. I finally put on the calendar. I said, "Catherine, you just have to do it. You have to do it." Same thing with leaving my job. I did not want to no longer have income, did not want to no longer have benefits. And I just had to put it on the calendar and say, "Catherine, you are going to do it." Lives. Simple things where I can show up however I want to. I could be in workout clothes, my hair not done, and just sharing because I'm wanting to share in the moment. I was like, "But I'm not ready. I don't know exactly that's the right thing I want to talk about. What if there's other things I want to add to it later on?" Just show up. I have to just show up. I have to just do it. I cannot put it off. And I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and that literally is what they told me. They're like, "If you are struggling with it, then you just need to do it. Do not put it off. Don't put the email off. Don't put the text, the phone call, the DM. Just do it. And also, don't sit there and read over it over and over and over again because you're going to find something wrong and it is okay. It does not have to be perfectly worded and sound perfectly right and every word be correctly spelled. It's fine. Just send it. Just get it out there because right now that's what I need." On the other piece of resistance, I have had this also kind of in, I'd say, my personal life where we've moved. And at this point in time, we are almost 2 weeks fully in North Carolina and we're living in my in-laws' house. I have so much resistance for getting up in the morning and wanting to go to the house that we're actually going to be living in because it's not in the best shape. It's a beautiful home. And I mean, it's really not that bad. There is way worse and way worse off out there. But we are having to currently clean up some mice poop because, yep, it hasn't been lived in for a few years. Some mice have gotten in. It's just mice, but they've kind of made a mess everywhere. We're having to test everything. The washers and dryers are decades old. It's just something where I don't want to be there every day and every moment until it's ready to go. And I wish I could just pay someone and have them do it for me so I don't have to do it. But it's also the process and it's the learning aspect that I'm getting. I am learning so much about a house and what needs to be done to take care of a home, what needs to be done to take care of appliances, when is the right time to potentially consider replacing an AC unit and a heat unit or replacing your refrigerator and your stove and oven and a washer and dryer. What do you need to make sure they are connected and working properly? Or do you maybe have a little bit too much stuff? When do you need to do spring cleaning and you need to do fall cleaning and summer cleaning? It's amazing what I am learning in the process that I'm going to now take with me into the future. And I'm having to push against the resistance. I'm having to just show up. I'm having to be there because that's how I'm going to get to the point where we are actually living in a place that we want to be living, where our dogs have a place to run in the yard. We have freedom to do our meetings and host people and have small gatherings and parties, and my family can come up and we can all spend time together in the mountains. It's going to be incredible, but I have to push through the current resistance and I have to balance my time. And all honesty, I hate the term balance. It's more harmony. Find harmony in being over there and working and getting the house ready to go for us to move into, but also putting in the time that I need to in my business. And that's where I'm having to find the harmony in both. And going back and forth between the two because there's re little resistance right now in both, and I just have to do it. I have to do it because I will learn. And that's what you need to do too. If you feel like you are afraid of something and you keep putting it off, if you feel overwhelmed, so you keep putting some other things on the back burner, just do it. Send an email, set something on your calendar, have a conversation, even though it's difficult, you just have to do it. Because ultimately, it is what's going to push you further and what's going to help you to grow. And I laughed because I think a few months ago, I was talking to my husband and I had been speaking to someone else. And he threw it back at me, actually, just a few days ago. And apparently, quick story, apparently, a few months ago, I had come to him and someone had told me that If you're not doing the scary, then you're not learning and you're not growing. So a few days ago, my husband looked at me because I was like, I'm so nervous about the master class. I'm nervous about going to meet about this cardio dancing I want to do and my travel agent business. There's just a lot of things going on. I'm just really scared right now because I just don't know what's going to come from it. And he said, Catherine, if you're not scared, you're not growing. That's what you told me a few months ago. And I went, you're right. If I'm not scared, then I'm not growing. There has to be a little bit of fear. It shouldn't be too much, but there has to be a little bit of fear that sits underneath, that's pushing you. That might be trying to hold you back, but you have to push through. You have to take the action. And you might not be taking it instantly. You might not be pushing through it instantly, but you just have to do it. So I'm excited because I'm slowly chipping into what's to come and what's going to be. Even showing up, like I said, for one person, or if it had been nobody, I still would have been there and I still would have done it. So do it. Whether it's 10 people showing up, 100 people showing up, one person or nobody. Show up, do it. Send the email, make the call, do the text. One thing I will share with you all that I have not started yet that I do want to implement. So shout out to my business coach out there. You better be listening, because I keep putting off telling you this, the resistance behind it, because I don't want to do it. I want to go through a challenge that I heard from someone else. And I might have shared this already, actually. But basically, they were every day trying to get one rejection. Didn't matter where it came from, if it was in business, personal life, anything. One rejection, one person telling them no. And I don't want to do this every day, but I'm going to challenge myself. And I'll let you know when I put this on the calendar. You know what? There's a resistance. I'm going to do it. Starting next week. So starting April 29th of 2024, you hear me there. Every week for the next 8 weeks, I'm going to challenge myself to get three rejections a week. And that means reaching out to anybody and everybody and having people tell me no at least three times during the week. And maybe you need to take on that challenge. Maybe that's the push you need, a challenge of getting rejected because, man, failure, hearing no is just so hard. But it's that resistance. I don't want to hear no, so I put things off. So what's holding you back? What fear? What is scary? What is the thing that could catapult you into the next? Whether it's personally, professionally, I'm here for it. I'm cheering you on. I am in the midst of it myself and fighting through the resistance, but just know that means that we are growing. We are pushing ourselves to grow and we are pushing ourselves to learn and we are becoming better and better as a person. As an entrepreneur, as an owner, as a corporate leader, or hourly person, whatever it is, you are pushing yourself by being in the resistance and by being in the fear and the scary. I am hoping that someone is inspired by this. I hope you are inspired by this and just do it because that is what I'm going to do now. Right after this, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to send the email. I'm going to send the text. I'm going to make the call. And I'm going to start changing my life for the better, slowly but surely, chipping away one at a time.
Thank you for joining me today as we continue our journey of self-discovery and empowerment. If you have found value in our conversations and stories, we would love to hear from you. Please take a moment to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and/or share on your social media. Together, we can create a supportive community that embraces imperfection and is learning what makes us truly impactful. So, until our next episode, keep celebrating your imperfections and cultivating self-acceptance. I believe in you. Until next time.